Here's what happened today in country music history for July 8th. In 1924, country music pioneer Uncle Dave Mason holds his first recording session, cutting the song Keep My Skillet Good and Greasy for Columbia Records in New York City. Today in 1954, WHBQ Memphis disc jockey Dewey Phillips plays Elvis Presley's Sun Records recording of That's Alright Mama 14 times in a row. Elvis didn't get to hear the performances though, because he was at a movie theater watching the film High Noon. Today in 1969, 4 years after the exhaust system on Johnny Cash's camper starts a forest fire in the Los Padres National Forest, the federal government places an $82,000 lien on Johnny Cash's Tennessee home. Today in 1973, Kris Kristofferson was at number one on the country charts with Why Me. The single features backing vocals by soon-to-be wife Rita Coolidge and up-and-coming country singer-songwriter Larry Gatlin. The song becomes the biggest hit of Kristofferson's career. Still shining on My Baby and Me on this date in 1988, the day Randy Travis's Honky Tonk Moon gets released by Warner Brothers, one of my personal favorites of his. Today in 1992, Garth Brooks and his wife Sandy had their first child, Taylor Mayne Pearl Brooks. The couple first met in May of 1986 when Garth was working as a bouncer at a bar. Today in 1998, Roy Orbison's estate files a $12 million lawsuit against Sony Music over misrepresented song royalties. Today in 2011, little Jimmy Dickens dresses in a William Lee Golden-esque beard to invite the Oak Ridge Boys to become members of the Grand Ole Opry. The group, of course, says yes. We're remembering the June 8th birthday of fiddler George Wilkerson, born today in 1895 in Stevenson, Alabama. He founds the early country string band known as the Fruit Jar Drinkers. They become staple performers at the Grand Ole Opry and make regular appearances until the 70s. Happy 57th birthday to singer-songwriter-producer Toby Keith. Born in Clinton, Oklahoma, his debut single Should Have Been a Cowboy reached number one on the Billboard country chart, and it was the most played country song of the 90s. Still holds up today, too. And happy 48th birthday to singer-songwriter Drew Womack. Lead singer of the Sons of the Desert, he also wrote Kenny Chesney's first number one single, She Got It All. And that's what happened today in country music history for July 8th. I'm Andrew Michael. Proud to say this podcast is now available on several new platforms: Apple, Google, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Casts, and Radio Public. Or you can ask Siri or Google Home to play the podcast today in country music history.